I don't want to have any regrets. I know that my business is replaceable, but this season of my life is not. Welcome to Small Biz Babes Community Podcast. This podcast is dedicated to helping ambitious small business owners like you to gain clarity so you can grow a profitable and sustainable small business online. My name is Michaela. I'm a small European town gal with big dreams who moved to Canada, built a multi-six-figure business from living room floor, and now I'm here to give you the answers, the confidence, and the resources you need to create a business and life you love. No filter here. Get ready to dive deep into honest conversations and hear the truth. The failures, the successes, and practical advice from marketing, social media to systems, mindsets, and habits. You leave feeling empowered and equipped with actionable steps that you can apply to your business and make your goals happen. Let's dive right in. Welcome to the 50th and the last episode of Small Biz Babes Community Podcast until further notice. I have made a difficult decision to take a step back from podcasting for a while. The truth is that I changed. Last year has been probably the biggest year of personal growth in my life. As I was going through deeper reflection and thinking about my personal goals, I realized I want to spend more time with my family in Europe and travel more. In fact, when this episode comes out, I am already in Europe, where we temporarily moved and make my international living goal finally happen. I don't have the same values, goals, and opinions as I did when I started my business in my 20s, when all I cared about was hustle and have a successful business. I want to have more quiet time and make more space for my personal goals, such as having my own family. This is the 7th year of my fertility journey, and that journey alone has changed my priorities and outlook on life completely. I don't want to have any regrets. I know that my business is replaceable, but this season of my life is not. And with that, I have made a choice to streamline and simplify my business so I can pursue more freedom in my life and create something that I am very passionate about moving forward. And that is going to require me to reprioritize my time. As I always say, growth often requires us to make hard choices and protect our time so we can focus on our biggest goals and dreams. This wasn't an easy decision, but as my business evolved over the last few years, I feel called to explore more deeply different direction that I'm wildly passionate about in this season of my life and align more closely with my vision for the future. And I can't wait to share with you soon what I've been up to, but at first, I want to express my deepest appreciation for you. It's been an absolute blessing to be part of your small business journey. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you for allowing me to play a role, no matter how small or big, in your success. And I truly hope that you're going to stay in touch. I have no doubt that one day I will be back in podcasting because I absolutely love it. And it was so nice to have this podcast listeners community that we have created over time. Moving forward, you can expect to hear from me at a lower frequency than usual through email and Instagram at smallbizbabescommunity. And if you are up to following my personal adventures in the meantime, give me a follow at Michaela Fong on Instagram. I'll be sharing some stories from my vacation in Europe for sure. I am really excited to keep you in the loop once everything is ready. But now, I don't want to bore you anymore with personal details, so let's dive into the episode. And the topic of today's episode is pivot. What is pivot? Pivoting in business means changing direction or strategy to better align your business with market needs or your own needs as a business owner. There are two types of pivots. Number one, making adjustments in your business to capitalize on new opportunities. Or number two, recognizing when the current approach isn't working as expected and making adjustments to improve your desired outcomes for your business. Even though the word pivot may sound intimidating, pivoting in business is quite common, and I have done it several times to adjust my online business to my personal life and desires and needs at any given season. And I hope that this episode will inspire you, because you as a business owner truly have a power to make your business whatever you want it to be. So your business is supporting your life, and you are not just giving your entire life to your business. Okay, so let's talk about a pivot. Pivot doesn't always mean that you need to throw everything away and start over. Sometimes you are tweaking things like what you sell, who you sell to, or how you sell it. Simply put, the goal of the pivot is to better align your business with your goals. You might be wondering, what are some signs that you may need to pivot your business? So let me walk you through the five big signs that might be telling you that it's time for pivot. Number one, you are not getting the results you want for an extended period of time despite of your efforts. Now, this could happen if what you are offering, your product or your service, doesn't really match what people are looking for, or if your marketing isn't reaching the right audience. So when you are not getting the result you want despite of your efforts, that's a signal that you may need to rethink either the way what you are offering or how you are promoting it to better match what you sell to your target audience's needs and wants. Another sign that you may need to pivot is if you are not getting as many customers and sales as you used to for extended period of time. Now, maybe when you started selling, there wasn't much competition in your niche, but now the market is saturated and you may need to redefine your unique selling proposition or innovate your products and offerings to stand out. The third sign that you may need to pivot something in your business is if you are not excited and are not having fun in your business anymore. Now, of course, I'm not saying that it's going to be exciting all the time. Sure, there are seasons that are just not exciting at all and they are just exhausting, but if you are feeling that way most of the times for most months of the year and everything in your business just feels like a chore, it's a sign that something needs to change. I went through this when I had my wedding product business. I remember the days when I was excited about every new design, but slowly that excitement faded and internally I just felt drained. And that's when I knew it was time for a change, and then I started to pour more time into my education business. But who doesn't love automations in a business that save you time and allow you to reach your audience while you are not personally behind the screen? If you're looking for ways to save time and automate your marketing, then I have to introduce you to my secret weapon for marketing automation, Flowdesk. Flowdesk is the ultimate email marketing tool for creative entrepreneurs and small business owners. You don't have to battle the algorithms just to get seen by your audience. With email marketing, your message gets delivered right to their mailbox. With Flowdesk's beautiful and intuitive platform, you can easily create stunning emails that will engage your audience and grow your business. The best part? Flowdesk's email automation allows you to easily set up powerful workflows that send out automated emails and nurture your audience on autopilot, even when you sleep. Are you ready to automate your marketing? As a Small Biz Babes community podcast listener, you can get a free trial and 50% off the first year of your Flowdesk subscription by using the link in the show notes of this episode. Join a Flowdesk today and get more time off your screen while still staying connected to your audience and growing your business. The sign number 4. Your goals changed and your current strategy, product, or even business model are no longer aligned with your long-term vision. For example, let's say you had a custom wedding rental sign business for the past few years, but now you are going for maternity leave and are looking for a more aligned income stream with your change of lifestyle. So you decide to build a wedding online digital product shop that serves the same audience, but does not require so much of your time. And then you decide to cut down your rental business. And the sign number 5, you simply have a new opportunity, idea, or vision for your business that you are super excited about, and you decide to spend more time on it. Sometimes as entrepreneurs, we evolve. Our interests change. We stumble upon new paths that align better with our passions and goals in different seasons of life. Perhaps you stumbled upon a niche market that perfectly aligns with your expertise, or you've spotted a need on the market and have a great product idea that you're super excited about. And if you feel that excitement for a while, it could lead to an incredible growth and so much better fulfillment in your business journey. Of course, this is not about like being impulsive with shiny object and changing your business with every exciting idea. It's more about carefully like weighing your options and then making informed decisions that will help you to grow your business more. All right. So we went through what the pivot is, the size that it may be time to pivot. And now let me share with you 5 top tips I wish someone told me when I was facing my first pivot, so you can navigate your changes in business with confidence. Before you start changing things in your business, pause and get clear on your why. What exactly are you trying to achieve with this pivot? What is your why behind it? Having a clear understanding of what is it that you want to change and what do you expect to happen after that change will really help you to define the next steps on how you're going to proceed and not make any impulsive changes or decisions. Tip number 2, evaluate your available options and analyze the potential risks and rewards for each possible option you could take. Again, this will help you to make more informed decision about the best path for your current situation rather than just making decision out of fear or some impulsive emotion. And once you lay out your options, give yourself some time. Like you don't have to decide right on the spot. You can give yourself a few days to ponder about it and pay attention to your intuition too. Tip number 3, do more research before you make any major shifts, especially if you're planning to change your product or target audience. It's important to spend time researching and understanding the new market you are going into. You want to look at the current trends and again, analyze competitors on the new market that you're planning to enter. Search for what your new target audience is looking for online. What are their needs, desires, and frustrations? For example, when I transitioned from teaching crafters to educating online business owners about social media marketing, I had to spend a lot of time at first to learn about my target audience. Tip number four to navigating pivot with a confidence, map out your action plan. After you figured out what you want to achieve and consider the pros and cons and hopefully chosen the path that you're going to take, have done your research, it is time to make a plan of action. So write down the steps you will need to take to make your pivot happen. Think about all the things you will need to do and make a timeline for when you want to complete each step, such as changing your website messaging, maybe even changing your website graphic, maybe getting a photo shoot done, maybe you're developing a new product. You may need to write announcement email to your audience, develop new marketing content pillars. List it all so you don't get overwhelmed and then realize as you go that, oh my gosh, I still need to do this and that. It will make your process a lot less chaotic and stressful. Tip number five, keep your audience in the loop, but keep it simple. Sometimes you are going to have to announce changes to your audience. With some pivots, maybe you're just doing something on the back end where you don't really have to go and tell everybody. But sometimes maybe you are going through a major pivot in your business. And in that case, it's important that your audience knows that they don't just all of a sudden see that, oh, you stopped, for example, producing podcasts and didn't say anything to anybody. Or all of a sudden, you start selling something completely different. And again, you just didn't say anything to anybody. It really helps you to build deeper connection and trust with your audience if you are honest about what is going on. So, for example, if you are pivoting your business from offering physical products to digital products, your message might be something like, we are excited to announce that we are shifting our focus more to digital downloads. We've been having more requests about digital downloads lately, and we have decided to explore this path with our business. Our first digital collection will be launched next week. This way, you can access your product instantly from the comfort of your home. Stay tuned for more updates coming soon. The key here is to keep your message simple and straightforward. As you are announcing the pivot, communicating the changes, what they can expect, without unnecessary details so you don't overwhelm and confuse your audience. I truly hope that this pivot episode was helpful for you. As always, in the end, let's summarize this episode into three actionable steps. Number one, pay attention to key indicators that signal that your business may need a pivot, such as stagnating results despite of a lot of work that you put in, declining sales over a longer period of time, or shifts in your personal and business goals. Keep in mind that pivoting doesn't always require a complete change of your business. It can involve making adjustments to product offerings, target audience, your marketing strategy, or business model to better align with your evolving vision. Number two, when you find yourself in a situation where your business needs to pivot, don't panic. And no matter what you do, do not make impulsive choices. Get clear on what you are trying to accomplish with this change. Brainstorm options, assess risks and rewards, and draft a plan of action you can follow. Number three, be transparent with your audience about the changes, but try to stick to clear and simple messaging so they know what to expect next, but are not overwhelmed with the unnecessary details. Thank you so much for listening to Small Biz Babes Community Podcast. I really hope this episode and information shared in the previous podcast episode will help you grow your business and make your biggest goals happen. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If this episode resonated with you or helped you in any way, please share it with your fellow small business owners by taking a screenshot and posting it on Instagram stories. Be sure to tag me at Small Biz Babes Community so we can connect and support each other. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And if you're hungry for more, make sure to follow me on Instagram at Small Biz Babes Community for daily small business tips and inspiration. Thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode.